department team, my teacher came up here the other night. One of my history teachers, Dr. Jackson, is the head of the department. He came up to me the other night. He, in class, he was looking at someplace on the map. He says, anybody ever heard of Grant, Alabama? He came up here the other night to, Thursday night, to give some kind of lecture on World War II.
Yeah.
Letters. Did you hear anything about it?
No, I didn't hear
World War II. I don't remember.
No, I haven't heard anything about that. I didn't see it in the paper.
And I was like, yeah, my mom and grandma are from Grant.
So when did they do the annual?
1924, the year I was born.
you grandchildren always laughed that I was old as a school. Don't you remember that?
Yeah. And Mom always said that they were like poor old mountain children. They came up here like a big charity thing.
Well, after we moved up here, I thought I was going to a big school because I always went to a little three-room school from the first grade through the sixth. I started at D.A.R. when I was in the seventh grade. We had this little three-room school, three teachers. And I can remember until this day where my seat was in each of the rooms. I remember my teacher. I can remember very well seats that I sat in.
Did big classes?
No, we didn't have big classes, but we had about two or three grades in one room.
Yeah.
We'd have the first and second, and then as we in a higher class, we'd go to another room, but we'd still have more than one class in that room.
Yeah.
And we heated with a big hot-bedded stove, big black hot-bedded stove. And if you sat on the other side, you'd freeze to death.
Where'd the black kids go? This was in Markham, right?
Well, we all went to the same school.
Black kids went to the same school?
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of odd, isn't it? Because you think about in Birmingham, there was always this big segregation thing.
Yeah. As far as I remember, we went to the same school, but I don't ever remember that many.
You just didn't have a facility to have separate.
I don't remember that many going.
You mean black kids?
Yeah.
Just a few. What about that? Didn't you tell me in that picture, I saw that black lady. What was her name?
Mary Jane.
And she worked for your mom.
Oh,
yeah. Right. What did she do?
Clean the house, help take care of the kids, do some of the cooking. Mom was always sick or either having kids, so she had to have some help.
Tell me she likes your housework.
She didn't like doing housework. She always liked to go to the field, you know. She had her choice, so she'd rather go to the field anytime than do housework.
Me too.
Because she had a built-in babysitter, which was me.
Yeah. But didn't you tell me something about that lady?
And that's why I never wanted a bunch of kids.
Really?
I didn't want a bunch of kids because I was disgusted because I had to take care of my sisters.
And you had 15, it seems like, because you had to take care of all your brothers and sisters.
I guess I had five sisters and one brother, right?
Yeah. And you don't get along with
them, do you? No. Nobody loves one another.
It seems. Did you tell me one time about that Mary Jane lady that you went out on the porch? She never really thought anything about it. I know that you loved her a lot. And you got along with her real well. You liked to go to her house, but didn't you tell her one time about going out on the back porch and on the
slapping her? Slapping her?
You slapped her. What did you do?
Well, she'd always, when she would cook the chicken, she'd always cook it with a skin on it. And I didn't like skin. And I just told her one day that I wanted the chicken skin, and she said, I won't skin it until your mama tells me to. And I just slapped her real good, and I said, you do what I tell you to do, because I don't like the skin.
How old were you?
Oh, I was about 7 or 8. Seven or eight, I don't know how long in there, but I remember it. And I remember how the poor thing cried. I felt sorry for her.
Oh, she cried?
She cried, because I slapped her. And she went. She told my mother, and my mother laughed.
You're kidding. Your mama laughed.
So I got so tired of tending. Taking care of my older sister. I always had to carry one on my hip or one on my back. I couldn't play. So this day I thought, well, I'll just scare my mother. I'll just scare her where I won't have to babysit. So I just accidentally dropped her a little bit. But there happened to be a rock there. I dropped her on the rock and cut her head. She started bleeding and I thought I'd killed her. Of course, that scared me to death. That was an accident. Something had happened to her, I never would have gotten over it because I was just playing. I just wanted to do something where I didn't have to tend to her.
Yeah. Didn't really realize
the car. No, I didn't, no. me, and Mama said, you can't play with her anymore. You have to, you let her get hurt, you just can't play with her anymore. But she didn't know that's what I wanted. I didn't want to play with her. But it didn't hurt her very bad. She's okay. Sometimes now, like we grew up, I wish it had been worse.
Which one was that, Beulah?
That Beulah. Mean one. Hate one.
You're all kind of mean.
I know it.
We're all mean. Well, how old were you when you met my mama's daddy, Holland?
How old was I? Mm-hmm. I was 16. He came to see me the night Joy was born.
Oh, God. I mean, your mama did have a lot of babies.
And, yeah. He came to see me the night that Joy was born, and somebody told him that I was having a party. So he came down to the house, thought he was coming to a party, and they were just pulling something on it because Mama would have a baby at home. So we had to leave. And that was in January 41, and we met in December in 41. I laughed a lot about that.
Yeah. Where'd y'all get married?
Married at the preacher's house. This preacher that married us was my science teacher.
And he married you so young?
So when I went to get married, you know, these two little sisters went trotting behind me. Mary and Bill. I never got away from them as long as I was home.
And what was it, 2 days after you got married? When did you marry? December?
December 6th, Pearl Harbor, the day the next morning.
Yeah. Oh, was he in the military? He wasn't in the military before then, was he?
Yeah, I had been in the military three years before that.
Oh, okay.
That's when I met him. I fell in love with the uniform, I think.
Always helps, doesn't it?
Yeah, he was a handsome dude back then in his uniform. Well, we thought it was really something for somebody from, you know, be in the military, wear a uniform. So I think really I married the uniform instead of him.
Did your dad ever talk about World War One?
No, he never talked about it.
So you married the uniform. The next day, isn't that kind of ironic?
Yeah, the next morning Pearl Harbor was bombed. I'd never heard of Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
I didn't even know what it was.
And then he had to leave.
Then he was drafted back in April.
You mean he got to stay until April?
Yeah, and he was drafted. Then he got out again. Well, I don't even know if he got out. I believe he just seemed like he stayed in from then on. I don't remember. But anyway, he stayed in until he retired.
And the mom was born.
Yeah, in 43. Married in December in 41. She's born September in 43.
And he was away when she was born?
On maneuvers. He got to come home.
Scared? You were 19, weren't you?
Yes, I was scared.
What was it like?
What do you mean, what was it like?
I mean, I know mother.
You have a baby. You don't have a baby.
I've never had a baby, so. But I know mother. No, when you have one. I know mother told me that when she had Suzanne that it was real painful because it was natural and they didn't tell her anything. Was it like that?
Well, I didn't have them after birth. I had a cesarean.
That's right.
I had a cesarean. And then they didn't do it in Gunnersville. They didn't do it in my hometown. I had to go to Gadsden. So it's about 40 miles away. And to me, that was at the end of the world.
Yeah.
I've never been anywhere.
Did your mom go?
No. Somebody, we always had to hire someone to carry somewhere. We didn't have cars. I mean, I didn't drive. Husband was gone. I couldn't have driven myself.
You didn't drive?
No, we didn't have cars then.
But you
so
know
I had to hire someone to carry me to the hospital, and then the Red Cross sent for him. And he was, born.
How'd you figure her name?
I didn't name Pete before, a long time before she was born. I don't know. I had heard of somebody that I cannot remember to this day who the Brenda was, where I got the Brenda, but I'd heard the name from somebody. I thought Phyllis was a very pretty name. I added that to it. So, it's a happy name, I guess.
Brenda Phyllis. It's a name, anyway.
I think it's pretty.
Brenda's getting better as I get older, so it's bad.
You don't hear that name very often.
No, I used to hate it when I was little.
Brenda. Now I like her.
Oh, by the way, how do you like your name?
Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
I love Elizabeth.
Okay. Thanks.
I was named after both my, you were named after me. I was named after both my grandmothers, and I love Elizabeth. But I hate the other name. I hate it.
Wow.
So it was my first name.
And what is it?
And when I, you'll never know.
I know what it is, but I'm not going to say it.
Well, anyway, I sent for my birth certificate, and I hadn't even been named, which I didn't know. Had I known I hadn't been named, I would have taken that part of my name off. But I took that part and put it in the middle. I wasn't on record that I had been named. They had my birth date, but they didn't have my name. So I changed it. So I put Elizabeth M instead of M Elizabeth.
Was that pretty common though, for people not to be named then?
Well, I was named when I was born. I don't know why they didn't have my name. I was named when I was born.
Your mom and dad knew how to read and write.
Sure they did. My daddy went to the third grade, but he was one of the smartest men.
Yeah.
He was a timber man. After he quit farming, he got in sawmill business. And boy, he could outfigure anything that he could outfigure anybody that he can get through college now.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very smart man. My mother was a very smart person too. And she didn't finish high school either, but Dad on the best. I say Dad went through third. Mom, I guess Mama went through maybe 8th or 9th. No, she couldn't have. She got married at 16.
Well, that would be 10th grade.
Yeah, well, she went to school because she got married, but I mean, they both had good education. They weren't dummies.
No.
They were just cold. They were just cold people to their children.
Do you think, though, that some of that coldness has to do with the fact that so many, back then, a lot of times your children would die because they didn't have vaccinations or things like that, and coldness was kind of, life was harder then?
Well, I know we had vaccinated. When I went to school, we were vaccinated.
Well, I mean, like antibiotics and stuff. I know vaccinations.
Yeah.
Kids died of pneumonia,
right,
and stuff like that.
Right.
It was more common for you to have 2 or 3 children to die.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And maybe that was sort of like try not to get attached too much because they might die.
They didn't know what they didn't know what they would die of. I mean,
you'd get the flu, I guess, and die. Getting on the sawmill.
After we moved to Grand, you know, for sawmill. We went to sawmill business. That's when you quit farming.
Remember it being real poor, the depression?
Goodness, yes. Poor. You work for 50 cents a day.
God.
You ever had a nickel to spend? You have to work your brains out for them to give you a nickel. They just didn't give it. Now, they weren't poor. My daddy, we had a big farm. We always had a nice house to live in, plenty to eat. Had a good warm house, but he just didn't give us. He put all of his money, and he was buying this farm, and everything he made, he put into the farm, back into the farm, and he got it paid for. And we raised everything we ate. So we didn't have much expense. I guess we didn't have a car.
Did you have, like, the hog killing time?
Gosh, I reckon we did.
Wasn't that kind of sad thing that happened?
I hated those cold days.
Yeah.
Yes. I dreaded that. Because most of the meat, I mean, we always canned our sausages, you know, stuff like that. My job was always to wash the fruit jars, and I hated that. I don't care. And you know how cold it is when you kill hogs anyway. You have to get outside and wash the fruit jars. You freeze your hands off.
Oh, and that water.
Heating water on the stove.
It's cold as soon as you take it outside.
Oh, gosh. It freezes before you got it in the house.
Yeah.
The older children just really, they really hit it hard. That's why I said I'd never want a bunch of children. If I did, I'd never make them tend to the younger ones. Mm-hmm. Tend to the younger ones, though.
That's
so
right.
I don't believe in that. If they're going to have them, I believe making nothing but as I'll take care of them.
I think so, too.
I don't think it's right, though, that you can't get out and do things, go anywhere or do anything for having to take care of a bunch of kids.
What were your choice to have?
It was not my choice, and I only had one. I wish now, I've had two, but I
I didn't want any bread in the morning more. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would like to have had another one, but like I said, my husband was always in the army. He was away from home. I had to live with my parents. Raising her up with my other sisters, I just didn't want another one.
You lived with your parents?
I had to be married. For a lot, he had to go.
I
I couldn't go with him.
I thought Granddaddy brought you to this house.
We moved in this house the year Brennan started school.